Let's fire up some confirm or deny.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
I can't confirm or deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease a 2022 RX350 premium package from just $268 biweekly for 40 months. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details.
I love the Fergler. I remember once he walked in the room and Ty Domi arranged for us all to drive these blue BMWs. Whole team, blue BMW, welcome to the Leafs. I was like, this is sick, man. Like, just a free BMW, blue one. Fergler walks in, he's like, I can't confirm or deny, guys, but there's a sponsorship deal with Ford. You can't drive the BMWs. Ty stands up and he goes, we're keeping the cars. And he walked out of the room, the meeting was over. I was like, just stood up, he goes, we're keeping the cars.
Yeah, thanks, Fergie. Ron Fergundy. Go read that teleprompter and leave us.
Ron Fergundy.
Yeah. He was what he was, and he's still in the league, and he's going to build the Arizona Coyotes from the bottom up. And speaking of which, as we know, earlier this week it was announced the Arizona Coyotes are going with a relaxed dress code, just like the Maple Leafs. And Austin Matthews took it to heart last night. I don't know what he was wearing, but he's kicking this into overdrive, man. That wasn't business cash for 34 last night. It was like
dude, he's one of the most stylish dudes on earth. That little like man chest purse is probably worth more than our cars.
It's probably $5,000. Yeah, it could be more than
five.
That.
50.
It could be. Peter Holland had a great tweet today. Did you see John Tavares? He had an untucked shirt, and Holland's like, that screams of a guy that pulled into the parking lot and forgot that it's casual. He's like, I better untuck my shirt.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it's for the young guys, which is great. Everyone will get on board, and comfort is the straight, you know, what you really want. But, like, I guarantee you Spezza likes a nice suit, and JT and those guys, and it's probably a work in progress for them, I would think.
Yeah, well, exactly. Spezza's been in the league for 20 years.
You know what? There's a lot of things going around about it, but the one thing, and I talked to somebody yesterday, and I think it's a great point. If young kids that – playing hockey is expensive, man. And it's like you see the guys walking in with a suit, and are you pressured to go to hockey when you're a kid as a suit? Just maybe you don't have to. Maybe you don't need it, right?
Well, that's a good point in terms of messaging. Now, that said, we just mentioned that this guy had a bag on him that was maybe worth $50,000. So
okay, but he makes $11 million a year.
I know, but so does the guy in the suit if you make it to the NHL. But you're right in terms of the messaging, yes. If you know, suits, and that's always been an issue with minor hockey. I remember as a kid growing up, you had to wear a shirt and tie, and it was like, why am I 9 years old wearing a shirt and tie? When you look back on it now, it's stupid. For kids to wear suits or jackets or whatever to a hockey game.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I think back then people were like, it shows you want to be like the professionals. It shows you like you respect and discipline and all of those things that people tried to hammer home. It's just a little different. It's a different mindset now. Yeah. I don't think it was stupid back then, but I don't think relaxing it is stupid either. I think to each its own.
Yep. No, and it's an interesting point that all brings up, though, as well as, you know, in terms of the image, in terms of the message and all that. But, okay, confirm or deny. Here we go. Every team in the NHL will have a relaxed dress code by 2025.
Deny. I just think some teams will have a different thought process compared to this, you know? I mean,
I'm confirming it because I think once the tip of the iceberg is shown, because now the young kids show up in the other markets and they're like, wait a minute, why is that guy, like, I want to show personality. And I'm going to confirm it. The only caveat is if Lou Lamoriello is still running
exactly a team. Exactly what I was going to say. There's guys out there that are just, I would guarantee you they're going to say, I don't care what other teams are doing around the league. This is a good one. I'm going to confirm it. I think everyone's just going to say, fine, wear what you want.
3 years down the road, right?
Like, but I just said, you said everyone, correct?
Absolutely, all 32
I'm denying
teams.
It. I don't think all 32. I think there will be an outlier. Maybe 28 out of 32, but I think there'll be a few that won't.
Okay. This one, I think we have an obvious answer from one of us here, but confirm or deny, one of the Astros or Dodgers will come back and win the series.
Confirm. The Dodgers are going to start mashing, and they're already up to what I know as their tricks.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit greasy for us to lock into a bet that's already, you know,
well, thanks to the grappler, the idiot has to type that into the message center. Like,
well, I wasn't paying attention. I knew the game was a flat.
Neither was I. No one needed to know anything.
Yeah,
but he had to do it.
Yeah, it's all good. That's fine. Listen, they're the comeback kids. The Braves have already done it twice. They'll come back and win game three. No problem.
I think there'll be one comeback.
Yeah, the Astros are down 2-1. It's
exactly.
Not like they're down 3-0 in the series.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It'll be the Astros.
I don't know. The Sox, like, I don't see how they can have a Cinderella vibe to them. It doesn't make sense. They're the Boston Red Sox. Like, you know, rich, they win a ton, they go to the World Series, they win the World Series a lot in the 21st century. But it feels like they have a mojo going for them, and their bats are so hot that it will be tough for them to overcome that. So I'm gonna deny it, actually. I'm going to deny it. Obviously, I got to go to the well now with the Braves. You know, I put that down. And Boston, it just – something about this team, and again, their offense is so red hot right now. And I know Houston can get hot too, but, like, they shellacked them last night.
Yeah.
Smoked them. Pavetta's on the mound tonight for the Sox. If they can get one more in Fenway, they're feeling good. All right, confirm or deny. Moving on here. Jared Goff, a.k.a. Jerry Goff, confirm or deny, Jerry Goff is a starting quarterback in the NFL next season.
Yes. What do you think? Like, he'll be in Detroit. Jerry Goff's in Detroit.
He won't be in Detroit. They got to chew on it for 1 year. Then they got to get rid. Dan Campbell.
Jerry Goff. Yeah, I get it. What is Dan Campbell? He wants to bite people's kneecaps off. He doesn't know squat. He wants to bite kneecaps. And Jerry Goff, if there's one thing I know about Jerry Goff, he'll respond. You watch. Jerry Goff will post a win next week.
Well, guess where they're at next week?
Where?
The Rams. They're in L.A. taking on the Rams. And Jerry
Dude,
Goff.
Jerry Goff is going to get rinsed in L.A.
Yeah. I'm not touching that game, though. For a survivor pick, that's exactly what happens. The Rams, when Jerry Goff was with the Rams, this would be a
Dude,
game
there
the Rams
is
would lose.
No there is no chance Detroit can win that game. I'm sorry.
I don't see it either, but.
I mean, we said that about the Jets last year.
Are you
going
guys still
in there.
Dude, your survivor?
And
Are
2 years
going?
Ago, the Bucks got us too with the Rams. We're not taking the Rams this week. Like, this would be 3 years in a row where we're like, this is a lock. The Rams are going to cruise, and they got dusted.
Yeah.
So I think Jerry Goff could show up. If he's ever going to perform, it's in L.A. this week.
Dude,
right?
The Detroit is.
They suck.
Yeah. Who's our boy that we have on that played there last year? Luke.
Yeah,
oh,
Luke Wilson.
Yeah, he just said it's just there's such a negative mojo there. They can't get elite talent to sign. Like, it's just
they're so bad. Like,
it's embarrassing.
There are some horrible teams in the NFL. Horrendous. Openly trying to tank, and they all have a win, except for one team. The Detroit Lions.
Who are trying to take a step.
Who think Dan Campbell will, you know, move them in the right direction here. They are pathetic. But
yeah.
I'm going to deny it, though. I think Jerry Goff is a backup quarterback being paid a ridiculous amount of money, an absurd amount of money. Like, he got them to the Super Bowl. I get it. That was 3 years ago now. Jared
so what,
Goff,
he's going to get cut? He's going to get cut and then re-signed as a backup?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I see it. Yeah, I'm not sure he's got the makings of a guy who's a lock starter in this league. I think he's a bottom third quarterback in terms of starters, and that can turn over. Look what's happening with young quarterbacks in the league. So I think it's a coin flip, but I'll go against you and I'll say deny. It's a coin flip. I mean, he very well could be a starter, but I'll deny it.
I'm denying it, but he's going to get paid a lot, but he'll just be pushed to the number two spot.
Right. Right. Well, and listen, the Lions are going to have a bunch of picks. They're probably going to draft the quarterback. Do you keep Jerry Goff around playing the role of Jimmy Garoppolo? Is he a starter for the first 4 weeks and then pass the baton? That's possible. Confirm or deny, Nick Ritchie will be off the top line of Toronto within the next three games.
Denying it. Yeah. I think they're going to – when you have a night like that, it's just – I kind of know how this deal goes. They're going to
they're going to do some damage on Friday against the San Jose Sharks. Yeah, you're just not holding those guys off the score sheet again. It's not happening.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a game where it explodes and Richie gets a couple points and starts to feel. You got to give it five or six games with Austin in the lineup, not just, you know, mishmash. Like, now that's the line that Sheldon would like to see and see if they could develop some chemistry. That's his first game, like, legitimately with Austin right there. So I think you got to give it five, six games. Depends on the success of the team, too, but I think they have a monster night and Richie gets going. But he,
the one thing, Jamie, he has to avoid at all costs is if it's not going in right now, he cannot, and I've seen him do it in the past, he can't take a couple dumb slashing penalties.
Yeah,
because that will just put the coach into a situation where he will lose it because you just can't do it. If it's not, you just got to do your thing, get in the corner, get the puck, get it to the guys, hit, be physical, be a pain in the ass. But do not, when things are going poorly, or they're not poorly, but they're not going right now offensively, do not take one of those stupid penalties. Don't do it.
Well, yeah, no, you're right. I'll deny it as well. I don't. It may not be much further on the horizon, though. Like, he is not, he hasn't done anything, let's be blunt, you know, through four games. Nick Ritchie has not really shown up in terms of bringing much production or... And he's not a guy that you
expect to
dominate.
I'm not pulling the plug on
games.
It yet, though.
No, and also you got to consider the other options, right? Like, Mikheyev is injured. I think they want to be committed. We'll see if Kerfoot stays in the middle and for how long. But, you know, is Pierre Engvall getting a crack at the top line? I don't see that.
No.
Who else are you going to move up there if it's not Richie at this point, if you want to keep bunting with Tavares and Nylander?
Possibly Kasha, but he's hurt now, too.
Yeah, Kerfoot, I thought maybe. Like, Kerfoot's a guy who's pretty, you know, Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
But... Yeah, Kasha was a guy that I thought might get a sniff there, but
last
I don't know if
games,
he took a shot. He's very quiet.
Yes,
very
he's been quiet the last couple of games.
Yeah, we'll see how, if he's healthy. He blocked that shot last night, didn't practice today, but they still got lots of runway. So
right.
We'll see if he
but, yeah, I think you got to give it a little bit more time. If that's what you saw all summer and all camp and you want to see it, Matthews just got back. All right, final one here, confirm or deny. Lamar Jackson is the NFL's front runner for the MVP through 6 weeks.
I'll confirm it, but I think Dak Prescott is right. I'm sorry.
What did you just say? Roll the tape.
Dude.
Did you just pump the tires of Dak Prescott?
I just think it's I'm buying into what I hate so much, but it's a part of the hype machine, man. They're the most popular team in football, regardless of what you think of them, if you're not a fan, they like move the needle. They're kind of like the Tiger Woods of the NFL. That logo, the whole nine of it, and he's a big part of what they're doing right now, and he's going to get a lot of love.
Yep.
Shit, Derrick Henry should get some love too.
Absolutely,
right?
He should, and he is. Like, Henry's right there, man. You can make that case.
He's done it in the past before, where he's in the conversation, but he all it's always goes to a. It's always deferred to a quarterback.
It generally is.
Yeah, the quarterbacks will be passing over him and leaping over him as the season goes. If
Kyler
not
Murray
either.
Needs some love here too, right?
Like, no
Kyler
kidding. Murray's... So does Tom Brady.
And
so
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah, you're right.
Tom Brady, you're right.
You're right.
Yeah. But I'll confirm it too. Lamar's numbers are crazy, off the charts. They're 5-1. They started with a loss. Ever since then, look at the runs that they're on. Lamar has been phenomenal. But you can make a case for Henry, for Brady, for Dak, for Murray. And then it feels like a step below that is where you see Herbert and Allen. And, you know, Mahomes is still lurking, man. They're 3-3. Would you be shocked at all if they ran off, you know, 10 wins in a row and Mahomes ends up with 5,000 yards and 48 touchdowns? And he'll, I think.
Not the least.
Yeah, we have not heard the last of Mahomes in this conversation. Confirm or deny, brought to you by our friends at Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease a 2022 UX 250H premium package from just $208 biweekly for 40 months. Visit our friends at DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. Again, DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details.